Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. 58-day ordeal that has finally ended. That's how long Rafael Rubio spent in ICE detention after he was taken into custody at what should have been a routine immigration appointment. Rubio has temporary protected status, allowing him to live and work in the U.S. and no criminal background either, but he was detained anyway back in January. After that, the former lawyer who fled Venezuela was transferred from one detention center to another, he says, with no explanation. Council Speaker Julie Menin says she and other city lawmakers worked behind the scenes to get him freed, but it fell on deaf ears, as she puts it. Since his release, Rubio has been talking about conditions in ICE detention, and some of it is not pretty. For instance, at the notorious Delaney Hall in Newark, detainees would wait on long lines just for water, which wasn't always available, he says. A judge granted political asylum to the city council employee last month, though he was held for another few weeks, and the federal government has filed an appeal, which means he could still be deported. For now, though, Rubio expects to return to work on Monday for the first time, he says, in 5 months. Well, whatever your Saturday plans might include, Mayor Mamdani hopes you'll use mass transit to get there, or maybe just your own 2 feet. There's another big World Cup match, Panama versus England, getting underway a couple of hours from now in Jersey. That means another gridlock alert in effect in Midtown, with streets and or lanes shut down to make way for soccer fans headed to the game.
Bus and shuttle corridors and lanes will begin at 11 a.m. and remain in effect until 10 p.m. 5th and 6th Avenues from 42nd Street to 59th Street will be dedicated to buses and shuttles, as will 42nd Street from 1st to 12th Avenue, West 40th Street between 8th and 11th Avenues, and West 41st Street between 8th and 10th Avenues.
Now, if you're due in New Jersey today but not going to the game, you probably won't be able to catch an NJ Transit train out of Penn Station. Only World Cup ticket holders will be allowed on board for several hours before and after the match. Your best bet is to walk a block and catch a PATH train at 33rd Street. Today's Panama-England match begins at 5. Well, two people wounded in a shooting in Queens this morning. Police say at least 8 shots were fired around 7 a.m. near the corner of 177th Street and Jamaica Avenue in Jamaica. The victims, both 36 years old, took themselves to the hospital where they are expected to survive. Now, what might have led up to the violence is not yet clear, nor do we know if the victims were the intended targets. Police are reportedly looking for at least 2 suspects. A pair of firefighters hurt battling a blaze in an apartment building in Queens last night. Officials say the flames broke out in a 7-story building on Parsons Boulevard in Flushing. FDNY Deputy Assistant John Corcoran.
At this time, we have 2 firefighters that suffered minor injuries. And at this time, we have no civilian injuries. Cause of the fire is currently under investigation.
The 3-alarm blaze was placed under control about an hour and a half. Mayor Mamdani now reacting to comments made by Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, who's also the Republican candidate for governor. In an interview with Newsmax this past Wednesday, Blakeman blasted Brad Lander following his Democratic primary win over Congressman Dan Goldman, calling him a disgrace, and
he's anti-American, he's anti-Semitic, even though he's Jewish. This guy would be a camp guard in a concentration camp if he could.
Now, Blakeman is also Jewish. 1010 Winds earlier asking Mayor Mamdani about those comments.
I think he should apologize. I think that's unacceptable and it's unconscionable. And Brad is someone that I'm proud to know not only as a friend, but soon as a colleague who will be a Congress member representing New York City in D.C.
Lander said in a statement that he calls on voters to reject Blakeman's far-right MAGA bigotry at the polls this September. This November. Now, as we approach the 25th anniversary of the World Trade Center attacks, there are many who got sick from the toxic dust at Ground Zero, but don't even realize it.
There's a push to educate people and let them know they may be eligible for the World Trade Center health program. Dr. Lee Wilson with NYC Health and Hospitals is finding there are more and more people who were kids on 9/11 and now could use the health care.
They, back then, were having sinus symptoms, development of asthma and lower respiratory symptoms, some acid reflux or GERD symptoms.
They also treat mental health conditions.
We do need some kind of documentation of those symptom onset. So that is a little bit of a challenge in this time period.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.